The Online Arbitrage Podcast.
Hi there, welcome to the Online Arbitrage Podcast. Today I'm going to talk about how you can use computer algorithms to reverse that penny under repricing war. So basically, how do we combat the race to the bottom, which no one wants to be in? So, you know, you can be a really hot seller on Amazon, sales are growing great for weeks, you're even able to replenish those items, keep it going, you get super excited because you just know it's going to be a long-term winner. And then nothing. Sales dry up overnight. You look at the listing, you still have plenty in stock and you're confused. What, you know, why did it stop selling? Then you can see it. The price dropped massively on the product within the space of a couple of days and your product you were selling for a really good profit now has no meat left on the bone. The price has tanked so low, one seller now has to buy a box with such a low ball price that you know they can't be making any profit on it, or hardly any profit. You know, it's disheartening, it's annoying. They just tank the price on a perfectly good, highly profitable, fast-selling product. You know, we see this time and time again with Amazon sellers. The other seller could have sourced at a lower price, but the chances are they bought the same stock you did, probably from the same source. With short-sightedness, inexperience, or kind of overly simplified pricing strategies, they've basically decimated the listing, burnt all the profits until there's nothing left. Sales with no profits, which is a sad situation, and the truth is it might not be their fault. Some basic repricers come installed out of the box with penny under repricing strategies set as their default recommended strategy, which is shocking. Penny under repricing might be useful as a tool to dump slow selling really old stock prior to being hit with kind of long-term storage fees. It makes zero sense to apply it to every listing or even 1% of your listings if you want a sustainable long-term business. So basically, if you go back a few years, kind of many, many years ago, being able to drop just one penny to maintain that buy box dominance would have been a knockout killer strategy. But those days are long gone. Everybody has a reprice of some kind. So from basic to advanced means that when you drop a penny, someone else's repricer will match that price if you're lucky. If you're unlucky, they'll match your price and drop a penny. Again, if this was happening manually, it wouldn't be too bad. But because it's automated software doing the price drops, the profits dry up in days, sometimes even hours. It's not dictated by smart decisions. It's by who's willing to accept the most damage to their business and make the minimum the least, basically, which isn't good. We've seen it happening for many years. You know, we've realized in most cases it was very basic rule-based repricers that were doing all the damage, basically ruining their own profits in their sleep. So basically, what could be done? There are certain people who are intentionally cutting prices, but there's way more sellers who are actually a victim of the software that they're paying to help them, basically, you know, basic rule-based repricers. So rule-based repricers don't take into account what's happening on the listing. They just blindly do what they're told. So if buy box equals 10, then minus 1 pence, which is rubbish. With Amazon's free repricer, what any and every seller can do for free, so gives you little to no advantage. It's the same as setting your prices lower to get the buy box manually, only the rule-based software does it faster, so you lose your profits faster, which is absolute madness. So using smart strategies or computer algorithms to intelligently reprice your products means that you get the buy box, usually faster than a rules-based approach, but instead of just leaving you dangling down there with minimal profits, once they have the buy box, they start driving that price upwards, which obviously means that they're driving your profits upwards. So with Profit Protector Pro's computer algorithms, they're able to learn the listing dynamically and strategically, which means that it learns that sweet spot of every listing, including your competition prices, in real time. So what does that mean? Put simply, Profit Protector Pro's algorithms aggressively pursue that buy box. Once Profit Protector Pro gets that buy box, it builds up the price and profit in a steady way that it knows will maintain buy box ownership for as long as possible whilst increasing those prices. And then if or when it loses the buy box, it uses that data that it's learnt, that it's gathered, to go back to that sweet spot and get the buy box again, but often at the slightly higher price. So people are amazed at what Profit Protector Pro algorithms can do. You know, wizardry, magic. When you see it for yourself, you'll definitely agree. Obviously not magic, it's artificial intelligence, it's machine learning, it's statistics, and it's just really, really smart algorithms that have been tested on hundreds of millions of dollars worth of sales. So Last time we spoke to a senior Amazon engineer, they told us our clients had done over £100 million worth of sales, which is how we got onto their radar in the first place. And that was some time ago. So we don't just think it works, we know that it works. Algorithms, computer algorithms beat rules all day long. More sales, more profits, and it's faster. So anyone telling you that a rules-based rate-based repricer approach is better is either naive or doesn't have the technical capability to create those machine learning algorithms, or they're lying. They basically might be trying to sell you a simplistic, easy to build rules-based repricer, but mark our words. So anyone claiming that a rules-based repricer is the best will definitely end up backtracking on those words. So in summary, how do you combat tanking listings? Use algorithmic repricing strategies that price upwards intelligently so you get the sales and the profits, and ditch the clunky, old-fashioned and, you know, weak rule-based repricer or rule-based strategies, because that's not what we think you should be paying for, basically. We would never ever encourage rule-based repricing, because we know that for millions and millions of pounds worth of sales, our algorithms beat the rules ones every day of the week. So that is how you can combat your tanking listings, and how computer algorithms can help reverse that penny under repricing war. Thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. The Online Arbitrage Podcast.